This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a new scientific paper out that's gotten a whole lot of attention today. Scientists in Oregon have learned how to turn human skin cells into embryonic stem cells. It's a development that raises, once again, the prospect of human cloning, eventually, maybe, and so comes loaded with questions. Scientific, moral, legal, probably, and financial. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY, Dan Gorenstein has that story.
You'd think venture capitalists would be lining up to cash in on turning cells into nearly any organ in the human body. But Greg Bonfilio, managing partner of the firm Proteus, says private investors have been burned before.
When you lose a lot of money or when a nuclear bomb is go off in your portfolio, you typically stay away from that sector.
Making things even trickier for investors is that stem cell research is politically hot. With all the bioethical debates around cloning, it's been harder to get your hands on money. Tim Camp oversees the Regenerative Medicine Center at the University of Wisconsin. He works on the heart.
For example, one of the main supporters of cardiovascular research is the American Heart Association, and they've made a policy decision that they'd rather pass on funding human embryonic stem cell research.
Camp says much of his funding has come from the federal government. Since 2002, the National Institutes of Health has spent several billion dollars on human stem cell research. The NIH's Story Landis expects Washington will continue to invest, but at the same pace, despite this new research.
So it's interesting that they did this. It's a technological achievement, but is it going to change the strategies and opportunities that we have? No.
But Greg Bonfilio says this advance may change the strategy for venture capitalists.
Assume that they have now made this breakthrough. The next step in the process to bringing that breakthrough from bench to bedside is to commercialize it.
And even with all those past losses, Bonfilio says the money is going to come. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.